So how would you go about memorizing all those notes? That's a lot of notes, right? Well, you need a system by which you think about it intervallically. Like, what is actually happening in the tune? How is it constructed? How am I going to be able to take this into different keys? All right? This is part of the memorizing strategy, is to be able to play it in any key. All right? And so, I mean, you could, some of it, depending on how good your ear is, you could do it by ear. When you're talking about, you know, do, da, 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 that's the first note of the melody is a fifth. And if you look on my little sheet where I charted out not only the harmonic analysis, which is the Roman numerals, but the melodic analysis, which is just in whatever our normal numbers are called, it starts on the fifth. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 6, and it's a very good exercise to see if you can even play it, to see if you can name the intervals just by ear. But I'm going to assume, since you're not familiar with this melody by ear, that you're just going to read it. It's another skill, just to be able to play, you know, get a B flat scale that you're comfortable with, and just read it in the intervals. Read it as the intervals are listed. In the second system, second bar, you see I have dots over the notes. That simply means it's in the next octave, as opposed to the number one in bar one. The number one in bar six is an octave above that. I'm borrowing from the Sargam, from Indian notation, Saregama Padanisa. If it's an octave above, they put a dot above it, and if it's an octave below, they just put a dot below it. But, you know, this is just my little system, the way I do it. But try reading along with the intervals. You know, I'll play through it, and if you have trouble following along, then pause the recording and try and do just the intervals. Now, of course, this doesn't have rhythmic value, so just hang with the intervals as best you can. You don't have to match my rhythm exactly. Do not look at the original chart, because then you're not reading by intervals. You know, you're reading the actual notation. So it'll go 3, 4, like 5, 1, 3, 5, 6, 7, 6, 6, 6, 2, 4, 6, 7, right? 7, 7, 3, 5, 7, 1, 2, 1. Coming up on third system. Here's the second A. So I hope you were able to follow along with that. If you weren't, pause the recording and do it by yourself and work it out by interval. Again, it didn't matter about the rhythm for now. We're just doing the intervals. And we're going to take that into different keys. But before we do so, we're going to analyze what exactly happening. What is the construction of the melody?